Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. Let's get to work on some polyrhythms. Last time we were looking at 5 against 4. We did 3 against 4, we did 3 against 2. So of these small numbers, 2, 3, and 5, and 4, what remains? I guess it's a 5 against 3. I mean, we could do 5 against 2, but that's kind of like 5 against 4. For example, play a little sus chord here. I'm playing 4 on the top, 5 in the bottom. If I just put 2 in the top. Let me tune up. Welcome back. Let's get to work on polyrhythms. Last week we were looking at 5 against 4. 5 against 4 is, you know, sounding like, let's do some kind of sus chord here for the fun of it. I'm playing 5 in the bass and 4 in that chord. So we got 5 against 4, we got 5 against 2. 5 against 2 would just be kind of like 5 against 4, right? This is like 5 against 4, I'm just playing half of the stuff on top instead of. So 5 against 2 is not really a new sound. That's just a version of 5 against 4. So the only unique combination that we have so far, because we did 2 against 3, we did 4 against 3, we did and 3 against 4, and we did 4 against 5 and 5 against 4. So now we need to do 5 against 3. That's what remains with those small numbers. So maybe I should do something more interesting than this. G and B flat that I've been doing. Let's see. I want to keep it simple though. Let's make it a D chord. I'm playing an F sharp A D. So we can feel this as the primary, or we can feel it as the secondary. But the primary is certainly going to be easier to feel this as 5 and putting 3 on top of it, because in that case you're going to feel it in triplets. And you're going to group these in 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, going to reverse it. Try and do the thing that we do on the other ones, which is to switch my foot. Now, this is, again, kind of difficult because it involves five. So when I switch to feeling the slower tempo as a primary, I'm going to be feeling that beat in quintuplets and grouping those in three. This is kind of a crazy thing, but you just have to kind of like get into the feel of it, really, is the best way I can describe it. So I'm not going to change at all what I'm playing with my hands. I'm just going to change the foot now. I'm gonna switch to making the fast one in the top. set for next time. To get started on the five against three thing, it's basically the same thing we did with five against four, you know, quintuplets. Next time, I'm going to give an exercise to make sure that we are really feeling it at the different tempo when we change the foot and not just accenting with the foot on the things and still feeling it in the five. There's a little bit of a difference there. So, all right. Thanks for your questions and for spreading the word and for hanging out with me on this cold day in Brooklyn. I'll see you soon. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.